It's 175 years since the establishment of the Queen's Colleges in Belfast, Cork and Galway, and the beginning of our history as a university. In this anniversary podcast series, we will reflect on our journey and hear about some of the Queen's people who have made a difference across the world over the past 175 years. In this episode, Professor Glenn Patterson, director of the Seamus Heaney Centre, shares the stories of the remarkable writing talent nurtured by Queen's.
In the early autumn of 1957, 18-year-old Seamus Heaney arrived in Belfast from the County Derry village of Ballachie to study for a degree in English at Queen's University. 8 years later, he published a pamphlet called simply 11 Poems under the auspices of the Queen's Festival, a matter of months before the publication by Faber and Faber of his first full-length collection, Death of a Naturalist. As his daughter, Catherine Heaney, has said, Ballachie might have been where he was born, but Queen's was where Seamus Heaney became a poet. He had begun to become, as it were, while an undergraduate, publishing poems in student magazines like Gorgon, and carried on after graduation, but still living close to the university, attending a writing group, styled simply The Group, capital T, capital G, which had started to meet in the Fitzwilliam Street flat of a recently arrived English lecturer, that is, lecturer in English and lecturer from England, Philip Hobsbawm. Though primarily associated with poetry, The Group included members who went on to make names for themselves in other forms. Playwright Stuart Parker was one, the critic Edna Longley was another, as was novelist and short story writer Bernard McLaverty, novelist, short story writer and film director. He would win a BAFTA for a short film based on and named after Seamus Heaney's bychild. Heaney returned to Queen's as a lecturer in 1966 when Philip Hobsbawm eventually moved on and took over convening The Group, welcoming into it younger writers who had also been students of his at Queen's, writers like Paul Muldoon, Maeve Magookian and Kieran Carson. And though that particular incarnation of the capital T, capital G group ended with Seamus Heaney's departure from Belfast in the early 1970s, the creation of a Queen's writer-in-residence attached to the School of English ensured that there was always a writing group of some sort meeting beyond that period. I ran it myself when, in the early 1990s, I took over the writer-in-residence role from poet Carol Rumens. I remember shortly after the start of one of the first meetings I hosted, the door opening and a student coming in who introduced herself as Leontia Flynn and who read a poem called Mind Sweeping in Autumn, which made me think I should vacate the chair and leave the running of the workshop over to her. Leontia left Queen's for a time to study for a master's at Edinburgh University. She returned, though, 2 years later to start a PhD on the poetry of Maeve Magookian, who was by this time teaching on the newly created MA in Creative Writing. In 2004, the Creative Writing crew, who until then had more or less lived in the wonderful, late-lamented Bookfinders Cafe on University Road, moved into the new Seamus Heaney Centre, opened by Seamus Heaney, under the directorship of another of his former students, Kieran Carson. Leontia Flynn became in time a research fellow within the centre, following on from the poet Alan Gillis, and completing her monograph on Maeve Magookian while publishing her own first volume of poetry, These Days. Soon she too was teaching on the poetry side of the Creative Writing MA, along with Sinead Morrissey, who had arrived at Queen's in the early 2000s after a spell teaching in Japan. Leontia and Sinead both taught a student called Stephen Sexton, who progressed from undergraduate to master's to PhD and eventually in 2017 joined the teaching staff of the Seamus Heaney Centre. In 2019, he published his first collection, If All the World and Love Were Young, one of the most critically acclaimed poetry debuts of recent years. But again, it's not only poetry. The Seamus Heaney Centre that includes Leontia Flynn and Stephen Sexton, Gail McConnell and Nick Laird is also home to prose writers like, well, Nick Laird again, Sam Thompson, Garrett Carr and writers for stage, cinema and television, Michael West, Aisling Clark, Tim Lone, Jimmy McAlevey. On top of that, it welcomes each year three Seamus Heaney Centre Fellows, writers of renown in whatever form, who spend time each spring semester inspiring and engaging with students and aspiring writers. This coming year, Oliver Jeffers, Marion Keyes, Enda Walsh. Last year, Belfast's first Booker Prize winner, Anna Burns, alongside Jed Mercurio and Vanni Capaldeo. The year before that, double Ivor Novello winning songwriter Ian Archer, Lucy Caldwell, and Lisa McGee, a former Queen's drama student and creator of the Channel 4 TV series Derry Girls. From Derry Boy to Derry Girls. I would say there was a beautiful circularity about that, but I think the geometric shape I should be invoking is the spiral, upwards and outwards. As Seamus Heaney said in Stepping Stones, a book of interviews with fellow poet Dennis O'Driscoll, the presence of published writers around the university in his own days as a lecturer contributed to a sense of greater access, of more energy flowing. Keep that energy flowing, I say, and keep that writing going for another 60 odd years at least.
To listen to more podcasts in this series and find out about our 175th anniversary celebrations, please visit the website on www.qub.ac.uk/175.